IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Human resources departments, personnel offices, whatever you like to call them, federal employees mostly complain about them. My next guest ought to know. Jeff Neal is former HR chief for the Homeland Security Department. He's now with ICF, and he joins me with how HR shops can improve their customer service. And Jeff, is the only future for HR self-service and get the HR people the heck out of the way, or what?
No, Tom, I don't think they have to go all the way to self-service, although self-service is one of the components of improving HR technology and HR services, simply because it does allow people to do some things on their own much faster than they could do it if they were trying to explain it to somebody else. You know, the best example is benefits changes. It used to be that everybody had to fill out a piece of paper and take that to the HR office, and then the HR office had to process it, and it took forever. And now with the systems that are available, employees can simply go online during open season, fill it out online, hit the button, and it's transmitted and done, and everything is taken care of. So self-service is one facet of improved service delivery. It's by no means enough. And certainly there's a lot more that needs to be done to transform HR and government.
And we should point out that ICF just did a survey of federal employees with respect to digital trends and all of the self-service idea and blending it with a customer focus. What were the main findings in the survey?
Well, we found a couple of things that were very interesting. One was that 78% of the respondents were convinced the government will succeed with digital transformation. So federal employees, for the most part, are optimistic that their agencies will actually be able to move, you know, completely into the digital age. So that was a very good thing to find out. The other thing, though, was 92% of the people who responded said that their agencies need to focus much more on the user experience versus just the technology. And this is something that we've seen before in previous surveys where people get enamored with the shiny object, you know, the new technology, and they don't necessarily think about how this is going to affect the customer. And is this something where the customer is going to be able to understand it? Are they going to be able to find what they need on a screen? Or are they going to be able to understand the process? So we found three key findings that were really important to making that all this happen. The first was that agencies have to create a culture of innovation that supports an iterative and ongoing process. The idea being that it isn't something, you know, digital transformation isn't something where they're going to just flip a switch on one piece of software and, you know, they're in heaven and all their problems are solved. So they have to keep on improving. Number two was prioritizing the citizen experience. You know, that's something a lot of people don't necessarily think the government does. You know, the citizen is just a taxpayer who pays the taxes, and they don't really, a lot of times the citizens don't feel the government's doing things with them in mind. And then the third was to implement a much more integrated approach to digital transformation. You know, for HR, I think that citizen/customer experience part is incredibly important.
HR departments tend to focus on policies for HR so much, and the people are kind of a byproduct there, and maybe that's what has to change.
Yeah, it's an inward focus that you tend to find in HR. So they look at what makes sense for HR. They tend to organize around their workflows. They tend to look at what makes it more convenient for the HR office rather than what makes it more convenient for the customer of the HR organization. And, you know, HR has a huge number of customers. They've got people who are in the agency who are customers. They've got management customers in the agency. They have rank and file employees who are customers in the agency. They have former employees who are customers because they go back to their last HR office frequently with questions. And then they have the public. And, you know, the federal government gets tens of millions of job applications every year. So these HR offices are interacting with the 2 million federal employees, with millions of federal retirees, and tens of millions of job applicants every year. So rethinking how to deliver HR services with the experience of that customer in mind is a very different approach from what we've seen in the past in HR.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, now with ICF. And I guess the follow-on question then would be, does the current setup with each agency having HR and then you've got OPM, and then there's talk about OPM and GSA somehow mashing up under the Trump administration's reorganization plan, what should be the structure to support this new approach to digital, self-service, customer-oriented type of HR?
Well, I think one of the things is to separate the large-scale technology contracts from the actual provision of services. You know, so agencies have to buy systems to do things like payroll and to process personnel actions. And they usually right now are using a product from PeopleSoft or a product from Oracle, both of which, by the way, are from Oracle.
So, correct.
You know, whether you buy PeopleSoft or Oracle, it's just a question of putting money in Larry Ellison's left pocket or his right pocket.
Yeah, he bought PeopleSoft probably 15 years ago.
Right. So they're going to be moving to something like that. And one of the things that agencies have tried in the past, and it hasn't worked well, is going out and hiring some massive integrator to deliver all the HR services and all the HR technology. The problem with that is they get trapped with the technology provider because they've lumped it all into one big contract. The technology provider customizes things so much that you can't just walk away from them and go to somebody else very easily without spending tens of millions of dollars. And so they use this combination of services and technology to hook the customer and not let them go. If the agencies were buying the service separate from the technology, and the technology was bought more centrally, you know, why should the federal government buy Oracle HR 14 times or 20 times and buy PeopleSoft 24 times? You know, the federal government should buy the major human capital management products like that once. You know, buy it through OPM or buy it through GSA. Either one could probably handle it. And then let agencies get the services that they're going to run on top of those systems in the way that makes the most sense for their agency. And it may be that one agency will decide that they need to provide this service in-house, and they're not going to have any contract support, and they're going to organize around doing the service the right way. Another agency may say, look, it makes no sense at all for us to do this stuff in-house, and we're going to go out and outsource it. The great thing about not having the technology tied to the service provider is that if you have a service provider who's just not cutting it, it's much easier, if you're not switching out the technology, to just switch out the service provider.
Sure.
So if you don't like the people who are handling your hiring actions, fire them and go out and hire other people to do your hiring actions. It's way, way easier to do that if all you're dealing with is the service provider, not the underlying technology. And I think if we see that type of move, and then those services and the technology are built in a much more customer-centric way, where we're really thinking about how the customer is going to experience dealing with you, what we'll see is something far, far better. You know, the best example I could give you is sometimes we'll look at a process and say, wow, you know, we could streamline this process. We could, you know, have fewer clicks for the user of the system, and we're great. But somebody else looks at it and says, you know, this process is kind of a waste of time and there's really no value. Why don't we just stop doing the process entirely? And then we're going to really please the customers, because now they're not going to have to do anything to get the service they need. And that's the thing that we need to be thinking of is the entire customer experience with our organizations, not just can they use a system easily and, you know, can they navigate a website easily. It's got to be a lot more focused on the customer experience than that.
Jeff Neal is former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, now Senior Vice President at ICF. Thanks so much.
Always happy to be with you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.